end, it's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. We have, 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. We have had a pretty robust ship schedule this week, even more than usual. The average year-round is about a dozen vessels. We've been up closer to 20 this week. In our marine weather forecast, we have west winds, 10 to 15 knots, easing to 5 to 10 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the west, 2 feet at 8 seconds apart. And we have those west swells, 6 feet high at 14 seconds apart coming in. So right now, our local wind waves and our swells are going in the same direction, so which is not always the case. Sometimes they're at angles to one another. But right now, we've got everything coming from the west this morning. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about the state of the world's shipping economy. There are some things are looking up a little bit in China as their economy reopens a little bit in the aftermath of COVID-19, but it's still very uncertain. So I'll tell you about that in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, we have 9 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is at about 11:30 this morning. We should see the Econ Pandan arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's headed upriver to the Vancouver, Washington anchorage, and she is going to a berth that handles breakable cargo or project cargo. So she could be one of those ships that has wind turbine parts on board. We've seen some of those coming in lately. So if you happen to be able to see the river around 11:30 or so, if you see a ship going by with big white tubular-looking or long tapered objects on deck, that could be the wind turbine parts on the Econ Pandan. She could also have some other kind of project cargo on board, but I have been seeing these wind turbine ships coming in. So she'll probably be in Vancouver, Washington by about 5:30 p.m. in the anchorage there. The D.L. Lilac is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage, picking up weed eventually upriver, but she'll be in Astoria's anchorage by about midnight. And the Vindonesa China is arriving from, the Vindonesa is arriving from China, headed for Vancouver, Washington's anchorage. She's ultimately going to the Port of Portland to pick up soda ash, but she'll pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m., maybe in Vancouver by about 3:30 p.m., 3:30 a.m. on Friday morning. The Ileana N is arriving from China, headed for the Kalama anchorage. She's picking up wheat in Longview eventually. So it's interesting that she's going up river past Kalama and then coming downriver to pick up wheat. So she will probably pass Astoria around 1:30, maybe 1:30 a.m. on Friday morning, and then arriving in that anchorage there at Kalama by about 6:30 in the morning on Friday. So as I have said many times on the Ship Report, ship traffic is going on 24/7 all around the world somewhere. Even on our river here, there probably is a ship transiting, doing its work. People on board working. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the MY Vision. She's been in the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria. She was scheduled to head up to Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat, probably left around 1:30 a.m. That would put her in Kalama by about 6:30 this morning. The Karina is headed for Longview. She left about 3 a.m. today to pick up wheat there. So she was probably in Kalama by about 6:30 in the morning. That leaves the Odysseus 1, the Glorious Hope. These are the ships that are awaiting orders. The Navios Aldebaran, the Zephyrus, the Navios Centaurus, and the Far Eastern Mercury, which is in the Rice Island anchorage, and the Chloe, also awaiting orders at Rice Island anchorage. A little bit upriver from Astoria, but if you stand on the waterfront in Astoria and look up the river, it looks like one big long string of ships when we have a lot of vessels there like we do today. In our outbounders, we have the Hong Jing. She's leaving Longview with wheat on board. Left about 2 a.m., so probably has already passed Astoria in early morning, headed for the Columbia River Bar. The Yanis NG, leaving Kalama at about 11 a.m. with corn, soy, or wheat on board. Passing Astoria then maybe about 4 p.m. outbound. The Interlink Verity is leaving Kalama. She's got wheat on board, leaving around 2 p.m. That would put her past Astoria about 7 p.m. rather. The London Highway is a car carrier leaving Portland. Toyota's on board probably about 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The KM Jakarta is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board. Leaving around 6:30, that would put her past Astoria outbound around 12:30 a.m., a little bit after midnight on Friday. Well, let's take a look at world trade. Well, it's been pretty hard hit by the coronavirus issue, but I did find some perhaps maybe preliminary encouraging things going on with regard to China. So this is from Bloomberg News. Freight rates for bulk commodities, bulk carriers are the most prevalent type of ship that we see here on the Columbia, which were torpedoed earlier this year as China's economy took its initial hit from the pandemic, are showing signs of recovery. The Baltic Exchange Capesize Index, and so this is a worldwide index that is part of something called the Baltic Dry Index, which is information issued daily by a London-based exchange. It's a composite of worldwide information on business in the shipping industry. And it's reported around the world as a proxy for dry bulk shipping stocks and sort of a general shipping market bellwether. So kind of gives you an idea of how things are going according to the index. So it's risen for the past 7 weeks as activity in Asia's top economy improves. China was the first country to be hit by the virus crisis, this is a quote, but is now also the first one to get out of the crisis, said Ralph Lazinski, research manager at a ship broker, Banchero Costa and Company. Things are slowly but steadily getting back to normal there. So maybe some indicator that things are easing. Still, the outlook remains mixed. While Australian miners have ramped up iron ore exports, Brazil shipments are still trending below average. And so why does that matter? Well, iron ore is the most important commodity worldwide behind oil. So when oil, as we heard, oil futures for May plunged into negative numbers this week. It was minus $37 a barrel for oil there for a while. It's risen since to about $10. So these big economic indicators of how the shipping industry has been going or has been going the past few months have really tanked. This shows a little bit of change for the positive. So Brazil shipped 70.5 million tons of ore in the first quarter compared with almost 84.3 million tons the same period last year. So the picture for demand is also uncertain, although investors are betting on the prospect of more state support to cushion growth in China. So if that happens, we could see things start to improve there. However, trade by sea must continue to flow in order to maintain the continued provision of essential goods. All that 90% of everything that we depend upon, we still depend upon it. And this is from the IMO and the World Customs Organization. They issued a joint statement. The IMO is a big international shipping organization that is the International Maritime Organization, the IMO, and they are responsible for safety and security of shipping. They set a lot of regulations, and so they're very important. So they're saying that ports need to keep traffic, need to keep those ports open in the U.S. despite concerns about COVID-19, because it's really important to keep that flow of goods going for everyone around the world, and especially in the United States, where we're pretty dependent on it. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.